welcome to the Shellac Stack. My name is Brian Wright, your host for this little musical variety hour featuring 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. Yesterday, I opened my mailbox and I was greeted by a deluge of advertisements, all reminding me that a certain holiday is just around the corner, a holiday for celebrating love and affection. The advertisements came from jewelers, candy shops, and even car dealerships, all seeming to suggest that the more I spend, the more I show my wife that I love her. I don't know why it never occurred to me that a pair of $6,000 diamond earrings or a new Ram 2500 pickup truck would make ideal Valentine's Day gifts. But at my current Shellac Stack salary, those things might have to wait a few years, or decades, or centuries. But it did give me an idea for today's Shellac Stack program, a salute to the real meaning of Valentine's Day.
Come on, my honey, honey, let's bend it, lend it, send it rolling along.
Cynical? Perish the thought. That was the Golden Bears. I kid you not, the group is called the Golden Bears, and the record was the Gold Diggers song, or if you prefer, We're in the Money. It comes from a show called The Gold Diggers of 1933, and that record was made in May of 1933 in New York. Kerwin Somerville was the vocalist. I think the Golden Bears was probably just a studio group directed by Adrian Schubert. But the discographies are not fully in agreement on that, and nobody seems to really know who was the driving force behind that band. But they're pretty good, pretty good. The song was by Dubin and Warren. That came out on the GEM label, G-E-M, record number 3485. GEM records were manufactured by the Crown Record Company of the early 30s, and they're quite rare today. GEM records don't turn up very often at all. And when they do, they just duplicate the Crown issue. So this is probably the same as Crown Record 3485. Anyway, In the spirit of Valentine's Day, I thought we would do a little gold digging ourselves on today's program. Everything on the show today has something to do with gold. And along the way, I'm sure we'll hear a few love songs. Those, I guess, are somewhat unavoidable. But gold is really the key here. So we're going to start this next set with a record by Vernon Dalhart, that great country operatic singer from Texas, along with Carson Robison, a Victor record from March 9th, 1927, Victor 20539. The song is Golden Slippers. After that, we'll go all the way back to July of 1904 for a record by trusty studio vocalist Henry Burr back in his early days. He's singing Silver Threads Among the Gold. It's Columbia record A460. And we'll finish off this upcoming set with a nice vocal harmony group, the National Cavaliers. Victor 22347, recorded February 11th, 1930. Song by Gus Kahn and Walter Blaufuss called My Isle of Golden Dreams. So, three golden songs to start off this edition of the Shellac Stack, beginning with Golden Slippers.
Golden slippers am laid away, case I ain't gwine to wear 'em till my wedding day. And the long-tailed coat that I love so well, I'll wear it in the chariot in the morning. And my long white robe that I bought last June, I'm gwine to get changed case it fits too soon. And the old gray horse that I used to drive, I'll hitch him to the chariot in the morning. Oh, them golden slippers, oh, them golden slippers, them golden slippers I'm gwine to wear, case they look so neat. Oh, them a golden slippers, oh, them a golden slippers, them a golden slippers, I'd wind where to walk the golden street. Since way last fall, but the darkies all say we'll have a good time when we ride in the chariot in the morning. There's old brother Ben and sister Luce, they will telegraph the news to old Uncle Bacajuice. What a great camp meeting that will be that day when we ride in the chariot in the morning. Oh, them golden slippers, oh, them golden slippers, them golden slippers, I'll wind wear case they look so neat. Oh, them golden slippers, oh, golden slippers, them are golden slippers, I'm going to wear to walk the golden street. Goodbye, chillin', I'll have to go where the rain don't fall and the wind don't blow. And your Ulster coat you will not need when you ride in the chariot in the morning. But your golden slippers must be nice and clean, and your age must be just sweet 16. And your white kid gloves you will have to wear when you ride in the chariot in the morning. Oh, them are golden slippers, oh, them are golden slippers, them are golden slippers I'm gwine to wear, case they look so neat. Oh, them golden slippers, oh, them golden slippers, them golden slippers, I'm gwine to wear to walk the golden street. Oh,
to say, oh, my darling, mine alone, alone, he'll have never older grown. Yes, my darling, mine alone, you'll have never. Growing old, silver threads among the gold, shine upon my brow today. Life is fading fast away.
Over the sea, waiting for me, lonely and blue. Somebody sighs, somebody cries,
I love you,
I love you. Drifting in dreams, drifting it seems, back to the shore. We're hand in hand, over the sand, we'll stroll once more. Part of my heart, no more we'll part. I hear her say, but with the dawn, my dream has gone
a nice record. That's the National Cavaliers' My Isle of Golden Dreams, recorded in February of 1930. I'm a real sucker for those male vocal harmony groups of the late 20s and early 30s. Groups like the National Cavaliers, the California Hummingbirds, the Four Rajahs, and probably most famous of them all, probably my favorites, the Revelers. Before that, we heard Henry Burr all the way back in 1904 singing a song by H.P. Danks and Eben E. Rexford. That was Silver Threads Among the Gold. I say it was recorded in 1904, but my pressing is obviously from a bit later, by the label design, I would guess from the mid to late 19-teens. And they used an old master, and what they did is they seem to have filed down the edges. It's clear that there was a little bit more to that recording than we heard on that copy. Way back in 1904, a lot of records were announced, which is to say there would be an announcer who would first come on and identify the soloist and the name of the song and maybe the record company. That fell out of fashion around 1904, 1905, and I think when this was originally recorded, it probably had an announcement that they then tried to remove later on by filing those grooves down on the master. I can see that there's more to it than what we heard, but it's been forcibly removed, if that makes any sense. And that's why that record seems to start so abruptly, like we're missing the first few notes of the piano solo. Probably not a really skillful filing job to remove the announcement. I don't know if any of that makes any sense. It's certainly not all that important. Before that, we heard Vernon Dalhart and Carson Robison from 1927, Golden Slippers. My name is Brian Wright, and if you're just joining us, this is the Shellac Stack, a program featuring 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. Welcome. I'm glad you could listen along with us. Today, we're doing a little bit of gold digging. We're looking for records that have some connection to gold in them. We're going to continue now with a record by Barney Bernard, who is not particularly well-remembered today, although he was hot stuff in and around New York back in the 19-teens and early 20s. He was a well-known vaudeville star. He had performed from coast to coast and as far afield as Australia and Paris. He was born in Rochester, New York in 1876, and by the late 1890s, he was in Cleveland, but not working as an entertainer. He was working as a clerk in a clothing store. When he got word that his parents were taking a trip to New York City, he decided to tag along, mostly because he had an eye and an ear for the theatrical, and he wanted to experience Broadway and see what New York had to offer in that regard. So he went along with them, but apparently he got caught up in gambling on sports and horse racing and lost all his money, ended up with only $2 to his name, which was not enough to buy a ticket to get back to Cleveland. Meanwhile, he didn't want to tell his parents about his financial distress because, well, they were not too keen on his ambitions to become a performer on the stage. They strongly discouraged that. So what did he do? He spent his evenings in New York working up little sketches that he would perform for friends and eventually worked up the gumption to propose to a local theater that he should go on the stage and perform for them, which he did and was a big success and started drawing a salary of $25. Pretty soon he had enough money to go back to Cleveland, but wasn't sure that's really what he wanted to do. So he embarked on a career as a comedian, a Hebrew comedian, and became quite successful within just a matter of a few months, really. As I say, eventually toured all over the country. I found a write-up on him in the Los Angeles Times in 1904, which wrote, quote, "His Hebrew characterizations are the best of their sort. Bernard is a Hebrew himself, a full-blooded Hebrew, and when a man portrays the humorous traits of his own people, of whatever class or race, he is apt to give those traits a bit of colorful and careful research. Bernard's Jew is no coarse caricature, no huge-nosed creature that relies on Svengali motions of hands and eyes to win a laugh. It is rather a satire on the funny characteristics of the primeval Hebrew, the downtrodden specimen as he exists in the ghetto, with his pathos and his humor, just as he may be found on Baxter Street in New York's East Side. A large percentage of Bernard's auditors, and those who laughed most at his portrayals, were people of Jewish extraction themselves." So you'll get a chance to hear a little bit of that in this next record, which is called Goldstein Goes into the Railroad Business. At the time he recorded this, in April of 1916, Barney Bernard was best known as Abe Potash in Potash and Perlmutter, a comedian's skit that he maintained all the way into the 1920s. He died in 1924 in New York after a brief bout with bronchitis, well, actually bronchial pneumonia. He was only 45 or 46 when he died. Anyway, let's go ahead and listen to this Barney Bernard, now a Victor record from April of 1916, Goldstein Goes into the Railroad Business.
"For political services rendered to Chauncey M. Depew during the time he was president of the New York Central Railroad Company and the Republican leader, Mr. Goldstein was promised any position in the New York Central Railroad Depot he wanted for the asking of it. He called on Mr. Depew, was met at the door by the attendant who asked him his business. Mr. Goldstein said, 'I want to see Mr. Depew.' The message was taken in. Mr. Depew said, show the gentleman in. He came in. He said, well, Mr. Depew, I came for the job you promised me in the New York Central Railroad Company. What kind of a job would you like to have, Mr. Goldstein? Says, I want to be a train dispatcher. A train dispatcher? What is your idea of a train dispatcher? A fellow that walks around in the depot and calls out the trains. So they got him a blue uniform with brass buttons on, and they put him to work in the New York Central Railroad Company's depot. His first day on the job. All aboard, train was going in the west. For Albany, few tickets. Syracuse, Rochester, Buffalo, Indianapolis, Mid-Chicago. Who wants to go in the west? Who would like to go in the west? Just then a fellow came up and said, I beg your pardon, old man. Could you tell me when the last train goes to Buffalo? Then the last train goes to Buffalo? You should live so long. Another funny incident occurred to Mr. Goldstein, whose boy had just finished his studies abroad. He brought him back to this country and decided on giving a concert at Carnegie Hall. He met 20 of his intimate friends and asked them to buy tickets for his boy's concert. The day of the concert was set, and he told them that if the boy was a success, he would give a banquet at the Knickerbocker Hotel for his 20 friends. The boy appeared that day. He was very nervous. He sang off key, broke down in his song. In fact, he was terrible. The audience got up and left in disgust. Mr. Goldstein immediately ran down to cancel the banquet. As he entered the banquet hall, he found five of his friends sitting there eating and drinking champagne. Goldstein said, my gracious, what are you doing? Don't you remember what I said? If the boy was a success, I would give a banquet. He wasn't a success, he was a failure. Thereupon, one of them rose and said, well, we liked him.
Good news. Oh, tell me,
Frankie Franco and his Louisianians. Stepping things up just a bit there, that was the Golden Lily Blues, recorded for the Melotone label in Chicago, November 12, 1930. The vocalist and key trumpet player was Punch Miller, credited on the label as Kid Punch. Before that, a comedy skit by Barney Bernard called Goldstein Goes Into the Railroad Business. That one recorded for the Victor label on April 3rd, 1916. We're listening to Golden Records on this edition of the Shellac Stack, and we'll continue now with a pair of golden bands and band leaders. First up, Jack Davidson and his orchestra, which is a pseudonym for Ernie Golden and his orchestra. This is that famous song of the late 20s, Tiptoe Through the Tulips With Me. Arthur Fields will be the vocalist. This was recorded in New York, July 29th, or thereabouts, 1929, issued on the Champion label 15819. Champion, a product of Jeanette Records. After that, we'll hear the Golden Gate Orchestra, which is a pseudonym here for the California Ramblers. This is a vertically cut Edison record, 51862, from October 7th, 1926. Arthur Fields is again the vocalist, and the song is All Alone Monday. And you'll hear some real tasty bass sax from Adrian Rollini. It's probably the highlight of this whole record. So a pair of golden bands and a golden band leader. Here's Ernie Golden with Tiptoe Through the Tulips With Me.
Tiptoe to the window, by the window, that is where I'll be. Come tiptoe through the tulips with me. Tiptoe from your pillow to the shadow of a willow tree, and tiptoe through the tulips with me. Knee-deep in flowers we'll stray, we'll keep the showers away. And if I kiss you in the garden, in the moonlight, will you pardon me? Come tiptoe through the tulips with me.
Thank you. Tuesday, reading the news, staring and blinking, sitting there thinking all alone. On the shelf Wednesday till the dawn comes, by myself Thursday, twirling my thumbs. Friday is my day, so I spend Friday all alone. On Saturday I dread the coming of Sunday. Monday the week starts anew. I'm certain I could endure the week to the end, and I am sure the days that I spend wouldn't be lonely if I were only all alone with you.
Almost can't help but feel that songwriters Burt Kalmar and Harry Ruby phoned that one in. It's so obviously based on just a scale, but still, an effective use of the scale at that. The Golden Gate Orchestra, All Alone Monday, Arthur Field singing it. Before that, Arthur Field singing with Ernie Golden's orchestra, Tiptoe Through the Tulips with me. Two great gold bands deserve two more, I think, so let's continue with Lou Gold and his orchestra, here under the not-so-clever pseudonym of Lou Silver and his orchestra. This is a Romeo record, 417, from March of 1927. The vocalist is unknown, but the song is a good one. It's Who's Your Sweetheart? Say Who. After that, we'll hear Gene Goldkett and his orchestra, who also made a good record of Who's Your Sweetheart, but that's not what we'll hear. We'll listen to Goldkett's band play Gimme a Little Kiss, Will Ya, Huh? Get some of that good romance quotient in today. This one from April 23rd, 1926, and the band takes a vocal on this one. So first up, Lou Gold, followed by Gene Goldkett. To start off, here's Who's Your Sweetheart?
Say who? to lose. Oh, give me a little kiss, will you, huh? Why do you want to make me blue? I wouldn't say a word if I were asking for the world. But what's a little kiss between a feller and his girl? Oh, give me a little kiss, will you, huh? And I'll give it right back to you.
My very first crate of 78s back when I was in elementary school, and a copy of that record was in there, and I've loved it ever since, although I've managed to upgrade to better and better copies through the years, and I have a pretty good one now. Gene Goldkett and his orchestra, Give Me a Little Kiss, Will Ya, Huh? A pretty catchy tune, and I've always loved those little sound effects throughout. That's from 1926. Before that, we heard Lou Gold and his orchestra, under the pseudonym of Lou Silver, Who's Your Sweetheart? And in case you didn't pick up on it, that's Hoosier, as in from Indiana, H-O-O-S-I-E-R, not Who's Your, although obviously they're punning on that. That's from 1927. We'll continue with some more golden songs now. First up, Down the River of Golden Dreams, played by the Hilo Hawaiian Orchestra, Victor 22339. Johnny Marvin is the vocalist, a song by John Klenner and Nathaniel Shilkret. I wonder if either of them ever went to Hawaii. This is from February of 1930. After that, we'll hear the Peerless Quartet, Where the Sunset Turns the Ocean's Blue to Gold, a Victor record from July of 1925. We'll hear Henry Burr once again as sort of the lead tenor in this record. And we'll finish off this little upcoming set with Jack Shilkret and his orchestra. There's a Silver Moon on the Golden Gate, a Mellotone record, from November 21st, 1936. Nice Chick Bullock vocal on this one, too. So, three more golden songs. First up, the Hilo Hawaiian Orchestra.
A song of love. where the silvery love moon meets. We'll not be blue under the blue above. And when we find the river's end, where the willows bend, there our days we'll spend together. Down the river of golden dreams, just you and I under the sky of love.
Oh. sailing through along the blue Pacific shore. While it shines above on the one I love, silvery charms caress the arms I'm longing for. My heart is light as I sail tonight on the crest of the western sea. There's a silver moon on the Golden Gate, and my love is waiting there for me.
Well, I think we'll finish off today's Shellac Stack program with a record made out in Los Angeles in 1929. This is Vernon Rickard with Bill Hatch's Melody Makers, Brunswick 4262. And this song pretty well sums up this past hour. It's called One Golden Hour with You.
Let us not dream of the morrow. We
Closing this edition of the Shellac Stack, that was Vernon Rickard with Bill Hatch's Melody Makers, a Brunswick record from 1929, One Golden Hour with You. And it has been a golden hour, at least for me. I've enjoyed it. I hope you found something here that you liked. If you'd like to write to me, my email address is shellacstack@gmail.com. Again, that's shellacstack@gmail.com. Feel free to write with your questions, comments, suggestions, or requests, or just to say hello. I'd love to hear from you. Well, the clock says we're out of time, so I'll say a quick goodbye. Thank you again for listening. We'll see you back here for more 78 RPM records on the next edition of the Shellac Stack. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.